Imagine Dragons, Loom World Tour, live in Salt Lake City, Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater, Friday, October 11th. The brand new album, Loom, is available everywhere June 28th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. For more, visit ImagineDragonsMusic.com.
KSL at night.
And welcome back to KSL at night. You're here with me, Leah Murray, and we're talking about all the interesting things going on in the world today. So yesterday, I was sitting in a meeting up at Weber State University with a bunch of college people, which is maybe not as cool as it really sounds, but maybe it was exciting. And we were talking about the possibilities and the effects of sub 120 credit hour degrees, which maybe doesn't mean anything to most of you. 120 credit hours is what you need to get kind of generally standard across the nation for an undergraduate degree. It's 4 years, assuming you're taking 15 credit hours every semester of 4 years of college. And the reason we were talking about maybe doing something different and having degrees that had less than 120 credit hours was the state legislature had kind of opened up some space in the policy for that conversation. I was thoughtful about kind of what that means and how higher ed feels about it. And then I feel like in the ether, everyone's talking about it because yesterday in the Salt Lake Tribune, there's an article about what Utah college presidents think is the next target, right? So what they're talking about is the legislature has passed some bills about higher education. These bills included DEI. They included what I'm talking about, getting lower credits for graduation. They did some tuition things. And then some bills that failed, like maybe having a general education degree sitting at the University of Utah or having accreditation bodies look a little different than what we've seen. And the thing is, you know, campus presidents and quite frankly, people like myself are thinking about this. To understand what's going on, I'm bringing in Jessica Euler, Vice President for Student Access and Success up at Weber State University, if for no other reason, listeners, than she was in the room with me at that meeting yesterday and has some real insight about how this affects campuses. Jessica, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, Jessica, to what extent, when a legislature passes bills, right, and we're in Utah, but I imagine you could speak how this looks nationally as well, what does it how does it affect you as an administrator on campus?
Yeah, it's kind of an ongoing conversation year round. So particularly in the legislative session on higher education campuses, we are watching what legislation is going on. There are different folks on campus who are having conversations about the topics, but the real conversations kind of begin now in preparation for the next year. Now, when legislation itself is passed, what that looks like is us on our campuses and whatever state we're in or whatever campus we're on of what does this mean for us? How do we implement it? And some of it is, you know, seeking clarification or looking to intent of the legislation that was passed. That absolutely in a state like Utah, when the legislative session ended on March 1st and there were bills that are going into effect on May 1st and July 1st, particularly that impact us. A lot of the conversations are, okay, how are we going to implement these and the ways that works best for our campuses and also meets the intent of the legislature?
So let's talk about, I like how you just said, thinking about next year, which I think was the theme of the article I read in the Trib. In that article, we see language that says higher education is bracing for what is next in the firing line. Jessica, that sounds like a really tense relationship, right? So if I am talking about bracing for what's coming up next, that's not me being super happy about what might be coming down the pike. Can you speak to why the relationship is so tense between higher ed and the legislature that we would liken it to a firing line?
Yeah, I think a lot of that headline was probably, precipitated by conversations that are happening on the national level. I think particularly in an election year, things feel more charged. Not to say that folks don't feel that way in Utah, but I think that what this comes down to is our legislature has a vested interest in us in the greater community, just like we have a vested interest in, you know, producing graduates that are going to go back out and give back to the community as well. So really, it's not intended to be a tense relationship. Sometimes there are certainly challenges, but I think that's where it provides opportunity to really engage in constructive dialogue. Because if we're doing this right, it's a symbiotic relationship between higher education institutions and the legislature.
Oh, I love that. Because I feel like then we must not be doing it right, Jessica, because I'm not sure how symbiotic it feels. Because one of the things that's in this article is, University of Utah President Taylor Randall saying we need to get out ahead of it, right? So what does that look like if the relationship is working the way it should?
I think part of it is engaging in productive conversation year-round. And not engaging in conversation just in the moment or when we know about something, right? Because I think a lot of this comes from situations where we're talking past each other. And that could be me being overly optimistic, of course, but like assuming the best intent on everyone, I think when we look at the goals of the legislature and the goals of higher education, it's to, you know, to really have informed citizens who are giving back. So in situations like this where we're talking about we need to get ahead of next year, you know, one of the pieces of legislation that's also mentioned in that article is focusing on what does general education look like? Well, over the last few years in particular, the Utah system of higher education has really taken this opportunity to take a step back and look at, say, the differences in gen ed requirements, where they'd range from 27 to, I think it was 45 credit hours across institutions, and that even things like the passing grades changed are different from institution to institution. And the work that's been done at the, you know, system level has really started to engage in conversations of how can we ensure that there's consistent pass rates for ease of transfer between our institutions, because then we're moving forward all higher education institutions in the state. And looking at this variability in general education requirements isn't really meeting the needs of our students and helping them to graduate. How can we get to a place where now that what's about to go into effect is that the requirements are 27 to 30 hours at all institutions, so it provides that level of consistency. But what we can do is start talking about those, because sometimes in higher education, we have a tendency to wait to talk about things until it's completely done and not engaging in that back and forth conversation throughout the process to really engage the greater community and helping us to make those decisions as well.
All right. So I love that you went to curriculum. So let's just go there. Jeff Landward, who I think is our new USHE commissioner, was quoted in this article as saying, and correct me, Jessica, if I've got that title wrong, is quoted in this article as saying they are watching. So I assume he means the legislature, and they're paying attention to what a unified general education experience looks like in Utah. Is Commissioner Landward right? Like, is it the case that the legislature is paying attention so little bit?
Yeah, totally. So he will be the official commissioner right after the Senate confirms him. But he's been recommended, and so effectively is the commissioner, just has that one more step to get through. In terms of kind of what does this look like? Would this head off future conversations about curriculum? I think a lot of it is looking at how we're talking about it. I think we have an example a few years back where the legislature, and maybe it was more than a few years at this point, where we're looking at things like transfer credits between institutions, and the legislature's like, for heaven's sake, folks can't transfer between institutions. You're not even accepting credits from other institutions. And so the institutions took that time to take a step back. And now we serve as a model for the rest of the nation in terms of the fact that our general education, if you take it at one institution, a public institution in Utah, you can transfer it to another one without having the headaches that are there. I think we have the same opportunity with things like general education. So when Commissioner Landward said that they're watching, I think they certainly are. And part of that is because they're looking to see how we implement the legislation from this year. They're also looking because they're concerned about producing graduates that are ready to meet the needs of our greater community. And the national conversation and the conversation here in Utah is, what is the value of higher education? Are we producing high quality graduates? What is the return on investment? And so I absolutely do think that the legislature is watching us because they have a responsibility to help out the community, right? But I think making sure that we're having that back and forth conversation and talking about what we're doing and hoping to move forward and not just presenting a final product that we think meets their needs without engaging conversation. And conversation is really a place that we can start.
Okay, Jessica Euler, Vice President, Student Access and Success up at Weber State University. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. Next up on KSL at Night, we're going to have a conversation about social media and the possible effects some changes at Meta will have on our election information. Stay with us.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.